Venerable religious and my dear friends in Christ, today we celebrate the most glorious of all of the feasts of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It has been proclaimed thus by the saints and the popes because it is, as it were, the culmination of the glories of Mary. Her earthly exile is complete. She has been the co-redemptrix, has suffered with her Son perfectly. She has fulfilled God's will to the T. She has earned her reward, and now, on the feast of her Assumption into heaven, we congratulate her. We rejoice with her at such astounding joy and glory. This feast, however, is of fairly recent institution. It was only pronounced a dogma of the faith and instituted as a feast in 1950 by His Holiness Pope Pius XII. And in reading through the decree for the institution of this feast and the proclamation of this dogma, it's very interesting to see the good Pope explained how, of course, the Catholic Church does not invent dogma, that we have received everything from Christ Himself. We call it the deposit of faith. And though nearly 2,000 years later we can say definitively that the Blessed Virgin Mary was assumed body and soul into heaven, this is not novel. This was contained in the deposit of faith. It is only now that the Holy Ghost has shed light on the topic, has given Holy Mother Church the grace to pronounce it as a dogma. Pope Pius XII said that this mystery was very closely united with the dogma of the Immaculate Conception, which was only a little less than 100 years earlier made a dogma by His Holiness Pope Pius IX. And very interestingly, Pope Pius XII in 1946 sent a letter to the bishops of the entire world. And in this letter to the bishops, he asked their opinion. He asked if, with God's grace being their guide, of course, do they think that the dogma, that the assumption should be made a dogma? And the resounding, unanimous answer was yes. And Pope Pius XII mentions this in the decree for the institution of this feast and the proclamation of the dogma, that the Church had taught universally. And this is from the earliest times, because really it is from apostolic tradition that we know that the Blessed Virgin Mary was assumed body and soul into heaven. He named other further proofs, the consistent teaching of the Church, though not pronounced in dogma, but the normal teaching of the Church. Also, the simple fact that the Blessed Virgin Mary, in giving the rosary to St. Dominic, gave us this as one of the mysteries. And so today on this beautiful feast, we look at our Holy Mother. So very often, we might look at a particular feast or a particular title, perhaps a particular apparition of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and maybe we forget that she is only one person. I remember thinking this as a young child. There's a lot of different Marys. Because we have our Mother of Perpetual Help looks very different from Our Lady of Grace and from Our Lady of Guadalupe and etc. And I believe today is one of the feasts that can help us to remember that very fact that, no, she is our one and only mother. She has done so very much for us. Yes, she has appeared in different ways because she's the mother of all men. She wants to have a close connection to every single one of her children. But today she is brought into heaven and crowned the queen of heaven and earth. Remember a question that was asked during an adult doctrine class. I'll never forget this question. The very pious lady asked, "Do you think, since there is no time with God, that we will, in a sense, be able to go back and see something that happened to us in the past? But again, there's no time with God. If we are in eternity, will we be able to see these things?" And I think the good priest didn't have a very definite answer because it's never been taught plainly by the church. But the question was, I would love to go back and see the Blessed Virgin Mary coming into heaven and then being crowned by the Holy Trinity. What a sight that must have been. One of the things that we must take from this feast, besides for greater love and devotion towards our Blessed Virgin, the Blessed Virgin Mary, our Mother, is the idea that we must keep our eyes fixed on heaven. There is so much to discourage us when we have the world. Every day there's something more disturbing. The recent oddities in Paris, there's wars being talked about all the time, political strife, moral decay. If we have our attention focused on the things of the earth, how could we not be discouraged? We are reminded today to keep our eyes on heaven. Yes, there are things that we must take care of. This is a veil of tears, as we say in the Salve Regina. We have to work out our salvation in fear and trembling, as St. Paul says. But we are not alone. We have our Heavenly Mother. And if we have that as a continual remembrance, my dear friends in Christ, how could we be discouraged? The powers of hell have nothing when compared simply to the Blessed Virgin Mary. We read that in the epistle for today, from the book of Judith, a prefigurement of the Blessed Virgin Mary. "Who hath directed thee to the cutting off of the head of the prince of our enemies?" Do we not see the Blessed Virgin always depicted as crushing the head of the serpent? My dear friends in Christ, if we stay close to the Blessed Virgin, if we keep our focus on heaven, the graces of God that are distributed through her hands, how could we possibly be discouraged? So let us make that, examination of ourselves. Have we given into discouragement of any kind? Have we been too worried about the things of this world? And I'm sure that we are all guilty in some degree. But let us be reminded today and every day, but particularly today on the Feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we are meant for heaven. It is so simple. If we stay close to her, we have nothing to worry. If we stay close to her, we will enjoy forever the bliss of heaven, the company of the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Holy Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.